All right, welcome back to OK Interesting. Let's talk about The Killer on Netflix with David Fincher's latest movie after his, you know, hiatus for so many years. And yeah, he's done some good craft, and good to see him on Netflix with Michael Fassbender. And I definitely missed out the trailer, which is a good thing, because after I watched the movie, the trailer did showcase a lot of information, which is kind of the spoilers these days. They don't release trailers, they release spoilers. So yeah, it was a good change, a very different tempo and personality was showcased with Michael Fassbender, and how there's a lot of in mind monologue happening continuously about how he's, you know, doing his craft and the scenes in France and whatever else followed. I think it had a good tempo, and it might feel a bit slow and odd, but yeah, I think it was good going. The only thing where it faltered was it was linear. It was just going very sequentially. If they had done a bit of flashback, flash forward, or, you know, something of a reverse, something that you can start from the very end and then you know, walk backwards, hey, how did it all start? Some non-linear mode would have maybe worked better, or, you know, a bit of twist and turns. It was way too conveniently straightforward, sequential, very systematic, and very neutral. Maybe they wanted to do a John Wick type of a universe, or something like a Jack, you know, those Jack movies or series. Yeah, I think it is a good one, but it really lacked some sort of a depth, some sort of a, you know, click from the character, from the story, some twist, some good secondary actors definitely lacked.